Average Network Short Subject 34 on Oval Office Moment finds George, Count Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Karl Rove gathered for an important meeting.
Why don't wanna?
It doesn't matter, George.
All you have to do is tape the thing, George.
The camera crew is waiting in the Roosevelt room. It'll only take a few minutes, sir.
Yeah, but it's turning tail and running.
George, John Kerry repudiated the Air National Guard spot. You have to repudiate the Swift Boat spot.
It will make you look very good.
Not to them good old boys down to Houston paid for the thing.
I've talked to some of them. We should be all right.
We better be. They've been good for a ton of money. And that O'Neill guy says I'm a best president since Nixon.
There's an endorsement.
George, John O'Neill is crazy.
Bob Mardian of John Mitchell's old Justice Department found him and sicked him on Vietnam veterans against the war.
Yes, but he always lost in debates with Kerry, and he's been a bitter trial lawyer ever since. He jumped at the chance to get on television again. Most of his Swift Vote chums are more embittered vets.
I didn't think dredging O'Neill up was a very good idea in the first place, Richard.
He hasn't worked out that well, I'm afraid. Donald...
I'll email Ed Gillespie at RNC and tell him to back off.
Why didn't you go to Vietnam, Richard?
Carl, don't be ridiculous. I was born in 1742 and died in 1796. Now, how would that have looked on a military application?
Training in daylight?
Not a happy thought, Carl. No, vampires also tend to be rather individualistic for military purposes.
Wanting to feed on the casualties is frowned on.
Yes, couldn't have that. Here, George. Why, I'm George Bush, and I am hurt that a few well-meaning individuals are
imputing, George. Donald!
Let's make that questioning.
Good.
Okay. Questioning Senator Kerry's service in Vietnam. As president, I do not approve of these ads and urge people to discount their
divisive, sir.
Civic message. Well, I don't know. Seems kind of wimpy to me.
You look very wise, George. You know how much you enjoy being wise.
Why don't we get Ridge to do it, or McClellan?
We just managed to get people to forget that McClellan's father is nuts.
And Ridge is another genuine war hero. Let's not embarrass ourselves too thoroughly, George.
It'll be much better if you do it, George.
Hey, how about if we use my voice over my new portrait?
What new portrait?
The foggiest. What portrait, George?
Oh, dear. Here's the postcard version.
Pretty neat, huh?
I don't think so, George.
What is it? I forgot my glasses.
It's a gigantic, angry George striding over a burning Baghdad with a gore-drenched saber in one hand and Saddam's head in the other.
George, that's terrible.
No, it ain't. I got it did on the internet. Some guy used to do covers for Vampirella Comics. Cost me a whole mess of taxpayer money. Gonna give away the postcards at the convention for $15 a piece or $10 for $12.
George, I thought you were an MBA.
Well, I was, but I was too short. They took Larry Bird instead.
Average Network Short Subject 34, A Heartfelt Apostasy, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrity impersonators were treated according to Amos and Mildred Geneva's convention rules, which include lots of early morning chores and hot apple fritters. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network. Stay tuned!